Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Baby Steps. This is episode 3. Ariel is 27 weeks pregnant.
27 weeks.
Woo! That means 13 more weeks to go, or, I mean, 9, knowing you.
Well, I mean, we'll see.
Oh my God, if it is 9, that means 2 months away.
I know.
Everything's happening.
I know.
On the show today, we're talking about pregnancy cravings and farting and burping. And, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, but nothing's ugly about pregnancy. Everything is perfect and beautiful.
That's
and
right.
Wonderful.
Oh, you, I've trained you so well.
The good, the bad, the perfect.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about the good, the bad, and maybe just the strange.
There's a lot of strange things that happen to your body during pregnancy.
Yeah.
That you never would expect and that will never happen again.
So that's sort of special, right?
It's definitely special. Pregnancy is a special, special
your
time.
Your farts have been very special lately.
Oh, have they?
Yes.
Thanks. I mean, your farts are pretty special, too.
You know, they do have their moments.
Rachel told me a little tidbit before we started this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you want to just get right into it? Do you want to get into farting?
Because, sure.
The reason
why bury the lead?
There is a biological reason for that pregnant women fart.
Yeah.
And it is because the progesterone in your body slows down all of the like digestive processes. And so everything just moves a little slower. All the food just kind of gets digested a little bit slower.
Oh.
But
is that so you can like suck out twice the amount of nutrients?
I wish.
That
sounds a little bit like superhero stuff. No, I think it's just because like
my superhero is my farts and my poop is twice as dense because I really suck out all the energy, baby.
No, it's just your entire body relaxes a bunch to get ready for like pregnancy and you know, because your body stretches, so everything has to kind of move around a little bit. But the tidbit that I got is that men naturally have more progesterone in their bodies.
What?
Which is why men fart more than women.
Wait, what?
Yes.
No way.
Yes. There is a reason why men fart more than women. And right now, because I am pregnant, I have more progesterone in my body, which is why I maybe fart a little bit more. I mean, I don't know.
Just like ripping them.
Excuse me. Did you know that people fart up to 20 times a day?
I didn't know that, but that seems like, you know.
I'm pretty sure I do not fart 20 times a day.
I don't know. Yeah, think about, I mean, there's what? There's 24 hours in a day.
Uh-huh.
So do you think you fart roughly once an hour?
I definitely don't fart in my sleep.
Or do
I?
Know?
Or do I?
Sometimes when you're sleeping, I'll hear like, you don't snore, but you have like little tiny like.
Like a purr, like a cat purr. Well, that's a thing too, is like, snoring during pregnancy because you're like, you know, you're, well, actually, you're not supposed to sleep on your back.
Oh, right.
But when you're a little bit, when you're like, a lot of times when people put on a little bit of extra weight, they can snore more. So like, like some people that are like very obese have snoring problems.
Right.
Or like sleep apnea or things like that. So.
It's here all this time. I thought it was just little baby in there giving you little like punches, kicks, you know. It's like every time baby kicks, you're like, like he's just like squeezing it out of you, just like
that's hilarious. not what my farts
No, that's
sound
not what
like.
They sound like. We won't grace the listeners with a photorealistic representation.
I'd appreciate it if we just kept, like, you know, the actual, like tone, like the tenor of my farts. If we just keep it to ourselves.
We can keep that part private, but we'll get into the rest of it.
Some things
very
are
few
private.
Things are private in this household. Wait, so you're saying that me as a guy, I normally fart more than you as a girl.
Yes.
But during pregnancy, you basically, you're ripping man farts right now.
Like, you're farting. I feel like there is a more tender way to talk about the way that my body is responding to the miracle of life.
Right. Let's rewind it. Let's make it like a birth ad. They have those, right?
Babies.
Like propaganda.
Everybody likes them.
For giving babies. Everyone likes them. Do you want one? For just
like a Hunger Games sort of thing.
14 payments of $0.99, you too can get Pragnart. If you haven't seen it, go watch How to Tell If Baby Is Pragnart.
It's basically
very funny reading of all the Yahoo answers that people ask.
Or the Yahoo
questions that people ask, which is a great segue to one of our topics, which is, what's your Google history? We're going to be revealing our Google histories about what we ask Google for the baby. We did some homework. We searched on what our computers and what our Google history was.
Yeah, I want to hear yours first.
You want to hear mine
first? Yeah, will you read me yours? Tell me, first give me some context. When are they from? What's the situation?
I wrote down
here?
Dates, baby.
You did?
The first one, actually, in July 13th of 2017, I Googled Baby Bjorn.
Baby Bjorn.
Yeah, we weren't even pregnant then. We didn't know that you were pregnant.
Wow.
We were just sort of trying. So it was already in my head of like, how does it work to strap that baby in and get to going?
So Baby Bjorn as in the bouncy chair or the front, like the front holder?
Yeah, I think the front holder.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Front carrier.
Cool.
Because I was interested of like, that's as a dad, like I'm looking forward to all the gear, all the straps, all the little stuff. I mean, we have this like hiking backpack carrier thing with little foot stirrups where you hold the baby on your backpack and then they like, They can
stand
and look around, and it has a little shade. Oh, so cool. But then fast forward to May 3rd, 2018. We're in it.
About two weeks after Wes was born. A
couple weeks old, yeah. Up a Baby Vista 2017 stroller, how to open?
You're desperate.
We had this brand new stroller.
You still don't know how to open that thing.
I couldn't figure out how to open it.
That's like a caveman.
It's supposed to be so easy.
That's like a caveman with any stroller. He just starts hitting it and kicking pieces of it. And he's like,
not
open,
work?
Open.
How to open? Seriously, this thing, it was like a folding chair that was just folded up, clammed up forever. And I was like, I need to take the baby on a walk. How do I do that?
Any of you out there who have the Upa Baby Vista, it is a very simple latch system where you just open up a latch and the whole thing just goes whoop. Mm-hmm. It's like magical. But I can just imagine Ned being like, I don't know how to do this.
Either you were in the other room or you're out of the house, but like, I either didn't, I was like too proud to ask you, I think. I just figured I would
do it. I'm probably taking a nap.
Search for a Google video. Yeah, it's like, no, I can do this. I can do this. I know that Ariel knows how to do this, but like, I also can do this. I could not do it.
I mean,
we couldn't open.
We don't use the stroller very much anymore because Wes likes to walk. He doesn't like to sit in a stroller.
Boy likes to run.
Yeah, he likes to run. He likes to scooter. He likes to tricycle. Mm-hmm. But we were we had used the stroller for some reason last week, and you were trying to open it and you could not open it. I remember, and I was just like, this will never get old.
Yeah,
this will never ever get old.
There's always some latch you gotta find. Okay, what else? Around that time, May 13th, 2018, White Noise for Babies, 90 Minutes.
I remember those. Yep.
You would just search for YouTube videos that would just play like a baby sleeping, and the sound would be...
Yeah. We would play it, and I remember... we would play it on our phones, but then it would get
phone would die.
Your phone would die,
yeah,
and then the baby would wake up because there's no more white noise.
Very stressful.
Oh, it was very stressful.
Had to have a complicated like phone charging and also like playlist situation,
yes,
so that
yes.
goes right on to the next one.
Yeah,
then we got a noise machine and way better.
Yeah.
Then fast forward to also on YouTube, December 15th, 2019, Baby Yoda pushing buttons.
Just for fun.
Just for, I mean, it like it really it was especially tickled me as a you know in December. Then he's like you know 9 months old, I guess. Just watching little baby Yoda push the buttons on the spaceship when he wasn't supposed to. That was like it was exactly what Wes was doing at the time.
I listed the last like 33. Things that I asked Google.
Oh, wow. Oh, so this is recent Google.
These are very recent. Mm-hmm. These are like within the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready? I'll just go for it. All right. One.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a 28-month sleep regression?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been dealing with some sleep regression.
Yeah.
Okay. Two.
I mean, he just... he does not want to go to bed anymore.
No, he does not.
No. He's learned the word no...
And he actually, I don't know where he learned this, but he learned the word nope.
That's probably from me.
He says nope.
Well, nope. We were kind of playing this game where because no was getting so grating, I was like, what if you just say nope?
No way. You taught him that? Oh my God.
I was like, we'll just do it my big fat Greek wedding style. Nope.
I swear, all the things that I'm like, where did you learn that? It's always you.
Mm-hmm.
It's always you. He said something the other day where he like, he looked at a truck and he was like, you know, front loading dump truck.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness. Where did you get that? Of course it's from daddy.
Deep into the truck jargon.
And of course it's from daddy.
Uh-huh. I bought him some road building books. That just like really detail how you build a road.
That is probably in your Google history.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Road building.
I know. I remember when I was searching for that. I was like, okay, he's fascinated by how like roads get made. How do I don't just want a book about construction sites. I want a book about road building.
Specifically road building.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the yellow thing.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about the yellow thing?
I mean, this is like, I think it's his first nightmare. Seriously. He was out for a walk and he saw this this street cutter. Like, I think it's just, you know, a big blade that goes and they cut to access the pipeline or something. But before he fell asleep for like a whole month, he would look at me with terror in his eyes and say, "Yellow thing."
Oh. Right.
Right there.
And you're like, no.
And I was like, oh my God. And so we talk it through.
Yeah.
And I told him it was people repairing the street.
It was like his version of a monster.
Yeah.
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 That's so scary.
I know.
Well, so do you think that he's gotten over it now that we've learned about how to build roads?
I think so. Yeah. I haven't heard him bring it up in a while.
Yeah, I haven't heard him bring it up in a while either, but he only brought it up with you.
Yeah.
He never really brought it up with me.
Really?
Yeah.
It was always like right before bed. Maybe it was just his way of procrastinating going to bed. He knows that if he says something scary, daddy goes, oh my goodness, no, it's okay, I'll pick you up.
Nothing's gonna hurt you.
No, it's all right.
You're safe.
You don't have to go to sleep yet. I know you're scared. We've been doing this thing where I snuggle for 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
But now with the sleep regression, he asks for another 5 minutes and another 5 minutes and another 5 minutes. He says, snuggle 5 minutes, then daddy leave. And I was like,
yes, but we already did that.
Son, we just did that.
You call him son?
No.
I've never heard you call him son.
Sometimes.
Son.
Boy.
Child. Yeah. Well, the other thing that he started doing before bed is he demands a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
That's I can't deny him food. Like there's just something ingrained.
We had dinner already.
There's something ingrained in me where if he looks at me and he just goes like, "I want cereal now." Yeah. I'm like, "Okay, let's have some cereal." I can't not. And he scarfs the bowl of cereal.
So you know, he's clearly hungry.
I guess he's hungry. I don't know. I mean, but we only
cereal's a pretty good midnight snack.
We had dinner like an hour ago.
Yeah. Here's something I Googled. January 6th, 2019, Cowboys versus Seahawks playoff highlights.
That, I don't think you can just go through your Google history and find these things that are unrelated. Not related.
I do search for a lot of football stuff. Okay. Here's another one that's associated with the story. On several different Google results on 7/12/2018. How bad is it to fall off couch, baby? What happens if baby hits head off couch? When go to hospital, head bump baby? Is it serious?
The every poor child single time we've gone to the emergency
rolled
room.
Off the couch and bonked his head. Just the sweetest, like a little bonk. But then he was like, ah.
Yeah.
And of course, you and I freaked out.
Yeah.
We immediately were like, oh God, he's got a head contusion. His brain is bleeding. He's probably just hurting his brain cells at the second.
Yeah.
We go to the emergency room. Yeah. It's like 9 p.m.
Yeah. Do you remember we actually waited?
We waited.
Well, yeah, because I called the doctor. I called our doctor. Right. And she said, is he acting strangely? Did he throw up? Mm-hmm. All that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were like, no, he's not. He's not acting strangely.
Yeah.
We got him to settle down.
But then in the evening, acting strangely.
Right. He did not want to go to bed.
He was really crying.
He was crying.
And so we thought there was something wrong. We take him to the hospital. And then we get there, get all checked in. And the doctor was very nice. But they said, this is not what we would call an emergency situation.
They're very forthright with us.
As a kind way of saying,
you're wasting
stupid.
My time.
He's fine. Get out.
Well, he also, Wes does this thing where he is an angel at hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
He loves being around all those people.
Making us look bad, you know?
He really does make us look
bad.
It's
like, here we are.
He smiles at nurses.
Trying to convince them how sick he is.
And
he's just like looking like a precious little child.
He does all the cutest things where he wants to eat the stethoscope. And it's just like, why are you being so precious right now? Like, you're making me look bad.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, what else you got?
All right, well, I only got through one. So two.
32 more.
Two. When to start teaching alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
Three. Is my child a genius?
Okay, well, that's...
You gotta know the signs.
But also... anytime they do something that surprises you, you're like, oh my God, you're brilliant. How did you know?
Yeah. But also, like, you know, these are just things that I ask Google. These are things I think in my head and then I think on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Four, when should my child know numbers?
Mm.
Because, you know, he knows his numbers.
Sort of.
But I think he just knows them by rote memory. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Five. How to tell.
Sometimes you show like a little foam number four and he says seven.
Seven? I think that's his favorite number. He clearly does not know the alphabet or the numbers.
Sometimes he wants to read his road builder's book by himself and it starts, there are many kinds of trucks that build a road. And he just knows that one line. I'm like, he's reading.
No, he just knows things by memorization.
Just read it every night.
Oh my God. Okay, five. How to tell if my child is allergic to mosquitoes.
Oh.
I think he's allergic to mosquitoes in the same way that I am, where they just get really, really big. But also...
That's just called getting a mosquito bite.
Oh, yeah.
Mosquito bites get big.
I guess. Yours don't get as big as mine his. Remember that huge one that he had on his leg? It was like the size of a half dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Those exist, right? A half dollar? Or is that the dollar?
They're very rare.
They're very rare. Of course they are. How to tell if my child is allergic to bees. Mm. We have a lot of bees in our yard.
I do wonder.
Mm-hmm. Seven. Child hates brushing teeth.
Mm.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just... I feel like that's going
to
be forever.
That's like you're looking to Google as a therapist. Child, totally. It's not even a question, just a statement.
Well, that's the thing.
Child hates brushing teeth. Google's like, and tell me, how do you feel about that?
Well, that's the thing. Is there all of these like mommy blogs and things like that? And so really what I want from Google is I want somebody to tell me that I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I just want somebody else to say, like, oh, this happened to me too, and this is what I did.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's all I need. That's all I need. Eight, what if my son hates his baby brother?
Oh, yeah. I am worried about that.
I'm very worried about that.
I mean, most brothers, like pairs of sibling brothers that I know who are adults, like, they were very, like, they fought as kids.
Like,
they,
actual fighting?
Yeah. Yeah, actual fighting and competing and throwing things around the room.
Great. Awesome.
Ariel's just looking at me like the color draining from her face. Like, what?
What? I mean, yeah, I knew that too. But I thought maybe there was a chance. Like, maybe there's something that you can do.
Well, I'm sure we'll be perfect parents and it won't happen.
Maybe they just need to like be really involved in sports and just get all their energy out.
Just get all their energy out and just fight each other on the sports field.
Yeah. Although no football. I'm sorry to anybody out there who plays football. I can't. I'm not letting him play football.
Right. But like touch football.
It's
okay.
Too dangerous.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about this later.
It's too dangerous.
That's true. I did break my wrist playing touch football, but it's fun.
You've broken so many bones.
Yes.
Oh, that actually relates to one of my other Google history search results. This is actually number 28. What to keep in a first aid kit for accident-prone family?
Mm-hmm. I feel personally targeted.
You're not the only one who's accident-prone in this family.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about myself.
No, yeah, you're really not. You've only gone to the ER like once.
And that was because you dropped a beer glass on me.
That's true.
That was the only time.
It was my fault. It just shattered everywhere and stabbed you in the ankle.
Mm-hmm. It's very sad. Nine, wooden power tools.
Wooden power tools?
Like Montessori power tools.
Oh.
Although I don't think he would be happy with them.
No, this boy loves that Bosch. Baby.
The Bosch. No, he likes the Ryobi.
Yeah, okay. Not a sponsor. No, but he likes the power drill. I mean,
I know he does.
He knows when it's not charged. He says, Daddy, charge drill, then play with it.
Is my child a genius? See? Okay, 10 best Montessori toys.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that Montessori is better than any other way to teach kids, but because I think they're beautiful.
Oh, I see.
I mean, yeah, sure. I do think I was raised in I went to a Montessori school.
I don't even know what it is.
You don't know what Montessori is?
Not really.
No, you should read this book that I'm reading.
Is it like kind of a hippie? I mean, I know you just got a pair of Birkenstocks. So.
Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this?
No. I don't mean it like a bad thing. Maybe in my tone implies that I didn't subscribe to that lifestyle. But yeah, it's like kind of like you let them like do whatever they want, right? Like change their own diapers and kind of...
we'll save that for another. Write this down.
Okay.
Let's write down like some of the like learning. Audience, we will talk about this later because clearly, but yeah, basically Montessori, it's all about like allowing the child to decide what they want to do.
So if he wants to play with power tools.
So like they lead the play and you just sort of help them.
Right.
You know, so it's like child-led learning. There's a lot more to it than that. So we will get into that.
Okay.
Anywho, 11, how to make muffins with no sugar.
Very, very relevant.
Very relevant. 12, window locks for kids' rooms.
Oh.
I was watching that Golden State Killer show.
Ariel watches these scary things and then gets scared. I don't understand. Like, why would you? Like, you watched it late at night and then you're like, oh my God, someone's going to break into Wes's room.
Well, that night, we're gonna get knifed. Like, scratching on the window. And I swear, I was like, there's somebody outside.
It's probably like a tree or something.
I don't know. Who knows? It could be somebody trying to break in.
Ariel went to sleep. I was still up. She texted me like, will you please set the alarm before we go to bed? I'm like, I always set the alarm before we go to bed.
You don't always. Sometimes you forget.
Oh, that's true.
Sometimes you forget.
It's a new system. We're getting used to it.
I mean, and you can't forget. You can't.
I won't forget.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I need that alarm to make me feel safe so that nobody's going to open up Wes's bedroom window.
Maybe we should install like automated sentry turrets, you know?
I don't know what that is. What are you?
It's like a video game thing.
Got
you know?
It. Got it.
Like,
okay,
we could like beef up our alarm system.
No wonder I don't know what that is. No, but I did order some window locks for child's rooms.
That's good.
So they can't open the window, but also nobody else can open the window. So what's the point of a window? You ask, it's an excellent question, I do not know. Anywho, should potty trained boys pee outside?
Yeah, you're looking at me because
I am looking at you.
I made a mistake, and it led to a mistake in the big boy pants. Said, we were getting ready to go, and I said, we don't have time to go to the bathroom, Wes, but one thing boys can do is we can take our pants off and pee on the tree. And Wes says, pee on the tree, pee on the tree. And then later, while he's wearing pants in the backyard, he says, pee on the tree, and then just pees in his pants. I'm like, no, rewind. That was just like a special, special one-off, like, just a special occasion type of thing. That was just because we were on the street, didn't have access to a bathroom. Should have gone before we left the restaurant.
Okay, so the other thing that we discovered this weekend, you know, kind of in the midst of this tree peeing.
Daddy's brilliant ideas.
Go on.
Well, so we were at a public restroom and he's not quite comfortable going on, you know, the big...
There's a lot going on.
You know, there's
a
like
public restroom.
A big hair dryer for your hands that's like, you know, really loud. And then it's a giant toilet, you know.
And a lot of times they're automatic. So like you never know when they're going to flush on you. And they're loud.
Still terrifies me as an adult.
Oh, absolutely.
You're sitting there at an airport toilet and it flushes on you while your booty is on there.
It's you never know if you're gonna get like
traumatizing
like spray.
Yeah,
I mean that's just
it's horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, so I can understand how a child would be afraid to go to the bathroom in a public restroom.
So he clearly had to go, but he was stressing out about. He didn't want me to hold him up and go in the urinal. He didn't want to go like on the big potty.
Uh-huh.
And so I saw this little drain. In the center of the bathroom, it was just a onesie bathroom, so the door was locked. It was all cool.
Okay.
And I said, hey, I have an idea. Wes, why don't we go pee-pee down the drain? And he says, pee-pee down the drain, pee-pee down the drain. And sure enough, takes his pants off, just goes pee-pee like right down the drain in the center of the floor. I am feeling like...
But is my child a genius, though? Like, that kind of aim... For a 2.5-year-old?
But now he sees like a drain in the middle of the street and says, pee-pee down the drain. I'm like, no. Or he sees like a drain in the middle of a non-bathroom place. Pee-pee down the drain.
Now every drain, every tree is fair game. Okay, where was I? 14. Is jumping bad for toddlers' knees?
Is it funny?
Is it? I mean, you know, he jumps off the couch all the time, and I'm like, oh my God, your knees.
Google just says,
No. They're toddlers. They're fine. Their bones are elastic. 15, is finger paint edible? 16, is bubble solution edible?
I wondered that myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the answer to both of those is like...
Like sort of?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Like not in large amounts.
Doesn't taste good.
17, when to encourage pretend play? Oh, he's getting really good at it. 18, will there be a Frozen 3?
I am really invested in this answer.
Right?
I feel like Disney Plus is just like, it is there for us when we need it.
I know. You're telling me. There are so many Disney movies that I have discovered that came out between when I stopped watching Disney movies and now.
Yeah.
And they're so good.
Getting deep in the whole back catalog.
They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Like with the Pixar and everything. No.
Yeah, Pixar makes great movies.
Yeah, Pixar makes great movies. Did you know that there?
Did you know?
That, like, there's more than one Toy Story.
Oh yeah. Did you not know that?
I did not know that.
You think SpongeBob is Futurama, and here this is just news to you that they made multiple Toy Stories.
I have not seen them.
Toy Story 4 came out last year.
Well, yeah, exactly. When I was not watching Disney movies.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, moving on. 19, what is a sensory bin?
Is it like a Russian torture device?
I mean, it could be for like certain people, I guess. No, it's like a bin that you put like beans and rice into.
Oh,
uncooked.
Okay.
And you like, and the kid like scoops stuff out.
Yeah.
It's like a preschool thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's cool.
So,
it's like those Halloween things where you like reach in and the spaghetti is witch's brains.
Exactly.
Mm.
Except not themed.
Are you excited for Halloween this year?
I am.
I mean, this is the first year that you can be like full on pregnant while doing Halloween.
I was pregnant last.
I know, but you weren't like showing, like you'll be like about to pop.
I guess that's
for
true.
For Halloween this year. Yeah. So the number of amazing costumes we could do.
Have you been thinking about this a lot?
Yes. I mean, because it's like we have a whole other canvas of a big...
Well, so what are some of your favorites?
Well, I mean, you can do like, you can do like make it like a Death Star and say like, that's no moon.
That's a good one.
That's a baby.
Yeah.
You could like draw like the outline of the baby on your stomach, and it could be like all
like a skeleton
creepy
baby.
Yeah, like skeleton baby.
That's a little much for me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any like cute ones? Like with a newborn, you put them in a lobster pot or something.
I could go as a piece of bread. Uh-huh. You could go as an avocado, and the baby could be the pit.
Cute.
And so we're
and Wes could be
brunch.
An egg. Wes could be an egg.
Wes, yeah.
Don't forget we have a toddler who needs a
Wes could be $16. So that's how much it costs in LA.
Do you know? Yeah. How about just like a character that is
that's
pregnant?
That's true.
Pregnant Elsa.
Uh-huh.
Pregnant. Whoa. I'm just spitballing here.
Like any character, just make them pregnant. That's just normal Halloween and you happen to be pregnant. It's like pregnant Elsa. Frozen 7. Can the power of ice stop a colicky baby? Maternity sexy high slit long dress. My goodness. Is this the type of stuff you want to wear as a pregnant lady?
She's posing
in a desert with a beautiful baby and a slit that goes all the way up to her hip.
This is a whole thing. It's the maternity photo shoot.
Oh, it's the maternity photo shoot.
Yeah, I don't know how you got that looking for costumes.
It is technically a costume that features the baby bump. Okay, so back to pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about the bad, the farting.
Uh-huh.
What's the good?
Ooh, let me tell you.
Okay.
Well, first, what do you think the good is?
What do I think the good is? I think it's probably more like mental, right? You're like, wow, damn, I'm growing an actual human life inside of me.
Uh-huh.
Miracle of life. Probably like this overwhelming sense of cosmic connection to like the human existence.
I would love to see you pregnant at some point. Seriously, I just feel like some of the things that you come up with are so, like, some of them are so good and some of them are just so, so bad.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You know, mm-hmm. like, you would be a really, really funny and interesting pregnant woman. but anywho, yes. Okay, so there are a lot of bodily changes that come with pregnancy.
Yes.
And most of them
like
are...
Your boobies get bigger.
Yes, your boobies do get bigger because they are preparing to feed a life form.
Right. Yes. Yeah. No. That's what I meant.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, fair enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like what else?
Well, okay. So
I'm struggling to come up with.
You don't think I have like a glow about me? Looks nice.
I mean, yes, of course. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're glowing.
Thank you.
I thought it's because you put on makeup for the podcast.
Well, I also did that, but you know, I glow not just when I put on makeup.
Oh,
because I have like twice the amount of blood flowing through my veins.
Oh,
and so like the elevated blood flow makes me a little bit rosier.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're glowing.
So you've definitely noticed, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought you might.
You
have.
Are beautiful.
Yep. Thank you. okay. Cool. So yeah. So that's
not
one
like
of them.
Your cheeks are like flushing.
No.
It's just sort of like you have more blood, so you just like just look like healthier.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. So you have more blood and the hormones. Both of those can lead to like clearer skin for some women, unfortunately.
Yeah, I will say your skin has been very clear
thank
lately.
Thank you.
It's usually very clear.
Yeah.
But it's like especially clear lately.
Well, thanks to the hormones. Mm. But unfortunately, some women, it goes the opposite way. Mm-hmm. And they have like hormonal acne when they're pregnant.
Oh,
so that can be rough.
I see.
But yes, so increase in hormones and blood volume makes you have really good skin. The same thing makes you have really good hair and nails. So your nails get stronger and they grow faster. Same with your hair. It falls out less when you're pregnant. Mm. I know. But then after labor,
oh,
it falls out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
The first time around, you're like, my hair is falling
my
out.
My hair. Yeah. That was like something that I did not expect the first go around was that my hair just got thinner. And I was like, what's going on? Yeah. Yeah, that's totally a thing. Everything relaxes a little bit. So, you know, because of like the progesterone and there's this hormone called relaxin.
Really?
Isn't that
they
hilarious?
They called it relaxin?
They called it relaxin.
That seems a little on the nose.
I didn't create it. But it makes everything a little bit stretchier. And so it's like a really good time to do yoga. You can stretch into certain poses a little bit more.
Wow.
Remember my squat stance got really, really good.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could squat deeper.
Yeah.
Huh.
I know. Amazing, right? It's because your body is like preparing to get really big and then push out a child.
You just turn into a yoga instructor.
Basically, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. High estrogen levels can actually cause euphoria in some women. Yeah.
Have you been feeling euphoria?
I personally have not experienced this estrogen euphoria. Hormones don't have that effect on me, I don't think. No, I have not. But it is a known fact.
Wow.
That some women can have euphoria just because of the hormones.
I mean, you're as flexible as a yoga instructor. Mm-hmm. You're just on this euphoric high all the time.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing. You're glowing.
Uh-huh. I know. Pregnancy is great.
Yeah.
Pregnancy is great. And
yeah.
It can make sex better.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because
Tell
of the
me
increased
more.
Blood flow.
Oh.
You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Things
I know about sex
have a
stuff.
Little bit things have yeah, a little bit more. There's like a little bit more going on down there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you're just like super horny, super sensitive. flexible as a yoga instructor and just feeling high on life all the time.
And yet, unfortunately, I am like a bag of farts. And so nobody wants to be near me, including my husband.
I take it back. Let's go have sex right now. I'm just that's weird. No, I want that. We'll save that for the sex episode.
Yeah, I think so. We should have an episode about sex.
If I can fight past the farts, you'll have the best sex of your life.
Potentially. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Can you imagine? But see, that's the thing. Is like you have increased libido, but. Uh-huh. You're so exhausted from just like carrying around 30 extra pounds and like holding your body together because all it wants to do is stretch out. You know, it's tough. Pregnancy it's like there's the highs and the lows and it, you can have both at the same time. The last thing that I will talk about is that when you are pregnant, you have a heightened sense of smell and taste. And so you like different things. Things taste better or things taste worse, depending on like what you like. And so that leads me to talk a little bit about cravings.
I feel like that's the strange part of it.
That's definitely the strange part.
Because you, when like you've won, I know that other women might eat some strange things, but you've definitely like wanted a lot of interesting stuff.
Like what? What have I wanted? I have been wanting, but I want to know what you think I've been eating.
Well, I mean, you get like very protective over goldfish.
That's just normal. That's not a pregnancy thing.
When we were when you were pregnant the first time, you wanted to eat all the crab and you wanted to slather it in ranch.
That's true.
You're just like, just like by the fistful, like it doesn't even have to be dressed on anything. You're just like reaching in a big bowl of crab and just getting like, oh, I'm just gonna snack on a fistful of crab.
Luckily, we were at my grandparents' place in the Pacific Northwest, so we could do that. Yeah, that's very true. And I like crab this go around too.
You have aversions to butter,
yes,
which is so hard. It's horrible. Butter's so good.
I know.
It's in so many things.
I know. Yeah. Well, okay. So did you know, do you know why women have cravings and aversions?
No. I guess this podcast is revealing I don't know much about pregnancy.
Well, a lot of people say that cravings, specifically pregnancy cravings, are a way of your, like the way your body is showing nutritional deficiencies. You know, so like if you crave fruit, maybe you need vitamin C. Oh. Or if you crave red meat, maybe you need iron or something like that. Mm. And so, you know, a lot of people kind of chalk it up to, oh, well, you know, I just don't have enough vitamin C in my body. I probably just need I probably just need to eat some citrus or something like that. For me, I had especially like in the first trimester, I had a lot of like salty food cravings. You know, I don't usually eat a lot of chips and all I wanted was like Cool Ranch Doritos.
That is true. Yeah, there's like more salty snacks in our cabinet than usual.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's
and they're placed like
just
at eye level.
Yes.
Like you're not even trying to shy away from them. It's like I'm zeroing in on the salty crackers.
Yeah. Well, okay, that brings me to so when I was doing a little bit of research for this, trying to figure out why women get cravings, apparently there have been studies that say that pregnancy cravings are somewhat psychosomatic.
Really?
Yeah. In cultures where women don't like traditionally deprive themselves of certain foods, women don't get pregnancy cravings. So
does that mean we haven't been feeding you enough crab this whole time?
It probably does.
Oh my goodness.
No, but like a lot of pregnant women crave chocolate, junk food, you know, sort of the things that traditionally in our culture, we say like, oh, wait, you can't have too much of those. Or, I really shouldn't eat that.
But they feel like they have a free pass.
when they're pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that fascinating?
But cultures where people just don't worry about it and eat chocolate because chocolate's delicious.
Exactly. They don't have cravings.
I thought it was a physical thing.
Right. So some studies actually do say that, yes, it probably is partially physical.
Right.
That like you probably need the sodium or you probably need the vitamin C. But yeah, there are some studies out there that are like, there are cultures where women don't have pregnancy cravings. And so there is a possibility that this is something that we have just sort of created for pregnant women.
Wow.
Isn't that fascinating?
That is fascinating.
I know. So ice cream and pickles, like that's the really,
are the classic ones.
That's the classic one.
You haven't really been into pickles.
No, I don't really want pickles.
Yeah.
Because I can eat pickles anytime.
I love pickles. Wes loves pickles.
Everybody loves pickles.
Everyone loves pickles. Yeah. But you're not like out there, honey, go grab me some pickles.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, see, that's the other thing is having those pregnancy cravings at weird times.
Yeah.
And asking your partner, like relying on your partner to get you those things. Mm. It's actually like, it's not that you need the food. It's that you need your partner to like show that they are willing to like help you and support you, you know? And so like, because you are growing a life and, you know, and you need to know that they're going to be there for after.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like a little bit of an evolutionary thing.
You're like, I want to make sure this,
that you will go to the end of the earth for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
I want to make sure he's going to be a father and not just a daddy.
Exactly. Exactly. And so maybe because I haven't had midnight pregnancy cravings where I'm like, give me ice cream. Or have I? Maybe I've done that once.
I don't think in the middle of the night. No. Most of your ways that you make me demonstrate my allegiance to you.
Yes, go on.
Is to ask me to carry things or lift things or go to storage and help move things around.
I just need like physical things done.
You're like just like moving things from one side of the room to the other, but it makes you feel like you're doing something.
I will tell you right now, to all the women out there who need a little power trip, ask your husband to just move things like an inch.
Yeah.
Because they will do it. And you're just like, I have ultimate power.
I have all the power. I just have to bury my grumbling.
Yes, you do. Because it's like, I can't move it.
It doesn't really seem like it's doing anything. It's not sure about this. It's like, of course, sweetie. Whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Happy to oblige.
You're sweet.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and then aversions. Mm. Same thing. That could be like, it could be something that your body like physically doesn't want to have around. So again, going back to that like evolutionary thing, a lot of women don't or have aversions to meat and butter and dairy.
Oh. Because like the meat could be rotten.
Exactly.
Really?
Exactly. Because the meat could be rotten and it could like it could hurt your baby.
Oh.
Interesting.
So I thought maybe you would get like, because you don't eat like red meat, right?
Right. Yeah.
So I thought like, oh, maybe when she's pregnant, she'll get this like, I must have beef, and then we can have like a hamburger night or something.
Oh. Sorry.
No, not happening. No. Actually, the opposite. You're like, don't you be cooking burgers in my house.
I hate the smell. That probably means that I do not have an iron deficiency because I eat a lot of spinach and stuff. It could also just mean that I just don't like red meat.
Yeah, that's all right. I've made my peace with it.
Okay, good.
Luckily, our son loves it.
Yes, that is true. That is true. Put a steak in front of that kid and he just goes to town.
So the good is the increased blood flow and all the sex stuff. Bad is being a little fart bag that wants to snack all the time. And strange is just like making your husband lift things feels good. Which really isn't that strange at all.
No, I make you do that when I'm not pregnant.
Well, we'll move on to our final segment, which is Fulmer Facts. Now you're 27 weeks pregnant. Your baby is as big as a cabbage.
A cabbage?
Yes.
Really? That's big.
That's pretty big.
That's like a mini watermelon.
Yeah. your baby can hear you, but it's still muffled because the ears are covered in like a protective kind of like film. Your baby might have hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they're starting to develop muscles, like kicking and jumping and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. So for women who, if this is your first time go round, it's right around this time that you start feeling the baby moving and kicking. And
I felt him kick the other day.
Yes.
It was very special.
A lot of times women think that it's just like gas moving around.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it is. But a lot of times it's also baby moving around. And it's actually very difficult to tell the difference.
Really? Yeah. Between gas and kicks?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It was very special to feel the kicks for the first time. I mean, I think as the dad, I feel generally less connected to the new baby, you know?
For sure.
Because you're feeling it all the time, and it's a constant thing. If I, like, go into the other room, my body is not have a baby in it, and so it's easier to not think about it, you know? But when I can feel the baby kicking, then all of a sudden I feel like this lightning bolt connection where this baby is a real, it's happening, it is a human that is inside of you growing, and it's really cool to feel that. It was the same way with Wes, where that moment where you feel the baby kicking, you're like, it's so cool. It's like you can see it. If I look at your bare skin, it's like bump, bump, blump, blump.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
That's nuts for me too. I mean, I can feel them moving around in there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you actually see it on the outside, you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's like an alien.
Blah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And Wes was feeling the kicks. I don't know if he could tell.
Like, I don't know if he could actually tell
what was happening.
Or if he was just doing what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty precious.
I said to him the other day, can you say something that nice to mommy?
Oh yeah, we're working on saying nice things.
Yes.
So saying, because we have a book that's all about like how your words can affect how people feel.
Yeah.
And so Ned was like, can you think of something nice to say to mommy?
And he said, baby in mommy's belly. Yes. Kicking.
It was sweet.
It was sweet. I didn't make it sound sweet.
Yeah.
But
he said it in a very sweet way.
Yeah.
He said it in his 2-year-old way. He was like, baby inside kicking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was very cute.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I think he knows something's going on.
I think he knows something's going on. Yeah.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. The response to the podcast has been incredible so far. We really want to hear your stories.
Yeah.
So send your birth stories to babystepsadvice@gmail.com.
Yeah, within the next couple of weeks, we really want to talk about like what you needed at the hospital, you know, just certain things to prepare for that labor experience.
Yeah.
And
what are your questions? You know, what are you wondering about?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Yeah. And I think we're going to tap a little bit into partners' feelings on like fears and you know, those sorts of questions. So if there are partners out there who, you know, if you're scared, let us know. Let's talk about it.
Clearly, we need to do a sex while pregnant episode.
Yeah,
this is news. This is crazy information. My goodness. Wow.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's, you know, I feel like that's one where maybe we should get like an expert.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A sexpert?
Sure. A sexpert? A sexpert while pregnant? Thanks, everyone, for listening. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Rate us 5 stars, and you can put your funny parenting story in it, and we will read it on the podcast. It helps other people discover the show, so thank you. We've already had so many great reviews and so many new people listening. It's been really cool to see.
Yeah. We're happy you guys are excited.
13 more weeks to go.
Woot, woot.
Until Chaos Central gets unleashed.
Let's do this. I'm ready.
We'll see you later.